Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, joining us this morning is Sean Jammy. He's the Deputy Chief Executive Officer at CAP Security. Sean, good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How's it? Morning to all your listeners too.
So it's when I read a report like this, you'd think that Glen Hazel is teeming with hijack hotspots. What is really going on?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of sensationalism in that story. I took a look at it as well. The Sandringham area, as an example, when I saw the story and Sandringham and mm-hmm. Sydenham were specifically mentioned,
right,
I asked our team to tell me when was the last hijacking in the area, and it was August last year. So we're actually down on hijackings in the what we call the Greater Gap area, which is Glen Hazel, Sydenham, Sandringham, a lot of the areas you just mentioned. But as you correctly pointed out, the Sandringham Policing Precinct covers other environments like Lynbrow Park, like Lombardy East, and those may have seen an upsurge in hijacking.
So in other words, you can't really glean much from this because it covers different areas. One police station will cover a number of areas, some of which are part of, let's say, the CAP area and some of which aren't.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's also, it talks to one of the fundamental challenges that you have, or that the police have, is working across these precincts and making sense of data across the precincts, understanding, you know, what is the magnitude of the problem? What are the gangs involved? How do we track the gangs? And it's one of the things that CAP's really focused on, is understanding, you know, the movement of criminals, who the criminals actually are, and then, you know, working with provincial South African police structures to deactivate those groups, hopefully arrest them and prosecute them.
So how are we doing in these areas, in the CAP areas?
Don't have stat at hand about hijacking specifically.
Right.
But I can say, in terms of serious violent crime across our entire footprint, we're roughly 20% down year on year.
Wow.
We've had a solid year. And since COVID, and what COVID allowed CAP to do is really refocus our resources on, as I said, tracking criminals and apprehending them rather than defending against criminal attacks, we've seen some really nice improvements. So in our 20 odd year history, we're sitting at historical lows at the moment, thank God.
Right. And that is, and do you see this trend continuing?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, we have valuable partners in these SAPS provincial structures. There's definitely the right noise being made by government in terms of fighting crime and capacitating us. Notwithstanding, you know, I was on Chai FM a few weeks ago about this SIRA amendment bill and other challenges that we face. But yes, we're hopeful that we can keep crime under control and really start to environmental protection against crime, the green team and the roads and all of the other stuff that's getting people down.
That is absolutely right, and it really does. The green team, I think, doing an incredible job, because when you live in a neighborhood that looks good, everything seems to follow that. It's this whole circle, and that is what CAP is looking at. Sean Jammy, thank you. As always, Deputy Chief Executive Officer at CAP Security. Your thoughts, your reaction, 061-895-1019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.